KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today, a high around 71. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, it's happening again. Jamie Park, branch manager of the Wells Fargo Bank in Atlantic, told KJAN News yesterday a scam aimed at getting your personal information is making rounds in the area. Park said that around 11:15 a.m. on Monday, a bank customer called to report they had received a text message warning that that person's check or debit card was suspended and that person should respond by clicking on the link to a website that instructs you to fill out information. It looks very much like a Wells Fargo page. But again, this is an attempt by scammers to gain access to your personal information, and you should not respond to the text or access the website attached to the text. Earlier this month, you may recall similar texts went to persons who have Wells Fargo accounts as well as those who don't have accounts with a bank. Among those who received the faked text at that time were persons in county government, local law enforcement officials, and even members of the media. Remember, never respond to unsolicited text messages claiming to be from your or any other bank that asks you for your personal information. If there's any doubt about the status of your bank account, call or stop by your local bank branch. The United States Postal Inspection Service is offering a reward of up to $1,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the burglary of the U.S. Post Office in Brayton. The incident occurred after the post office closed at the end of the business day on March 25th. J.J. O'Hara, U.S. Postal Inspector in Des Moines, says anyone who breaks into or attempts to break into a U.S. post office with the intent to commit a larceny or other depredation is committing a felony subject to a fine and or imprisonment for up to 5 years. If you have any information about that March 25th incident in Brayton, you can call the Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 563-2631 or the U.S. Postal Inspectors at 1-888-876-5322. Two men were arrested on drug charges Saturday in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday 56-year-old Glenn Keller of Council Bluffs and 52-year-old Ronald Keller of Messina were taken into custody. Glenn Keller was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of cocaine, first offense, being a felon, and possession of a firearm and open container. Ronald Keller faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance violation, OWI, second offense, felon in possession of a firearm, driving under suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. On Sunday, Atlantic Police arrested 29-year-old Albert Johnson of Atlantic on an Ida County warrant for contempt of court, and he has since bonded out of jail. And 20-year-old Nick Renner of Atlantic was arrested Sunday for public intoxication. He was booked into the Cass County Jail. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reported yesterday a local teen was arrested last Tuesday, March 24th, on a drug charge. Officers arrested 16-year-old Alyssa Leanne Stevens of Audubon on a possession of marijuana first offense charge. Stevens was released to her parents and will be referred to the juvenile court. And last Saturday, Audubon police arrested 29-year-old Sean Leroy Schmidt of Audubon. Schmidt was charged with aggravated domestic abuse second offense. He was being held on $5,000 bond in the Audubon County Jail. Two men wanted on outstanding warrants related to drug activity in Audubon County turned themselves in yesterday. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson says 21-year-old Reese Joseph Blum of Audubon turned himself in Monday morning. He'd been charged with possession of marijuana second offense and gathering where controlled substances are used. 21-year-old Robert Paul Jones of Exira also turned himself into the sheriff's office. He was wanted on a gathering where controlled substances are used charge. Blum appeared before the magistrate and was released from custody. A preliminary hearing for both men will be held April 16th. An extensive investigation into their alleged activities began in November of 2013 and remains ongoing. No injuries were reported following an accident Saturday morning at the Casey's General Store in Atlantic. Authorities say a vehicle driven by Allison Bruckner of Atlantic was pulling away from the pumps at the Casey's Central location at 701 Poplar when a vehicle driven by Todd Schroeder of Atlantic came up on the right side of Bruckner's car heading west and turned in front of the Bruckner vehicle. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,500. There were no citations issued. Three teenagers from Harlan were hurt when the pickup they were in rolled over Saturday night. The sheriff's office said 16-year-old John Carroll was driving a 2002 Chevy Silverado pickup westbound on 1400th Street at around 9:30 p.m. when the pickup went out of control and traveled into the North Ditch, where it came to rest on its top near the intersection with Knotty Loop. One passenger in the truck, 15-year-old Samuel Klein, was ejected. Carol Klein and another passenger in the vehicle, 14-year-old Tara Hansen, were all transported to Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Hansen was later flown by LifeNet helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. Carol and Klein were treated at the hospital and released. Authorities have cited John Carroll for failure to maintain control. Shelby County deputies were assisted at the scene by medevac ambulance, along with Erling and Westphalia fire and rescue crews. Well, questions are being raised about some purchases by Iowa law enforcement agencies using money seized under state and federal civil forfeiture laws that were passed to help fight the scourge of illicit drugs. The Des Moines Register reported yesterday that the money is supposed to be spent on enhancing law enforcement and crime-fighting capabilities, not on items that would normally be covered by departmental budgets. Among the purchases reported by the Register, scented candles, mulch and tropical fish, water and sewer bills, a $27,000 sport utility vehicle for a county prosecutor, and respirators for firefighters. Former Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner says his office used the forfeiture money to buy the scented candles in 2013. He said the candles helped to mask unpleasant body odors coming from some people who had visited his office. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.